Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 105, the aforementioned Tommy Tutone and 8375609 as Dove pops it on for Beningo, filling in on a Thursday for BT and Sal. The old days, the old 10 to 2. Well, in the old days with Evan, it was really 10 to 1. I mean, we did 10 to 1 for I don't know how many years. When did they switch over to 10 to 2, Dove? Do you remember?
I think when Evan and Tiki started.
Oh, no, we did it for a while, didn't we? Well, the last year we were doing the afternoon drive.
Correct.
Yeah, even though we did it from home with the COVID year, but yeah.
Remember, Mike and Chris always did 1 to 6:30, so
right.
We were off 1 o'clock.
Right.
But stayed for a while.
Right.
And then went to 1 to 3 show and a 3 to 7
right,
show.
Right.
And then you did afternoons.
Right. Well, and of course we did the Summer of Love year after year, which was a disaster. Now, those shows were the worst. When we had to fill in for Mike for all those years, man, they were the worst, those shows. You know, usually these shows just fly by. Like, this show is flying. I can't believe we're into the last hour here already. Shows just fly by. But those shows in the summer, they were eternal, those shows. They really were. Anyway, the good old days, Dove. The good old days. 888-808-1019. My good buddy Ira in Staten Island. Hi.
Joe, what's happening, Joe?
How are you, baby? You good?
Pretty good. That was a great call, by the way, with all the music stuff. And I tell you one thing, as a Jets fan, I'm not too proud to beg for Ruggier this year.
There you go. I like the way I like the segue there, Ira.
Yeah, I got no problem. And as for holding out Rodgers, I get it. It was the smart move. But you also can't bubble wrap this guy.
No.
At some point, you got to let this guy go. But you see, it was like a double standard. I mean, you hold Rodgers out, and meanwhile, Garrett Wilson's catching about 20 passes for about 250 yards against a lousy Washington team. I mean, Garrett Wilson looked like Jerry Rice out there.
Let me ask you, have you been out there? Can the fans go and watch that, or no?
Today was an open practice, yes. So it was fun. It was enjoyable. It was, you know what? It wasn't the monotony of training camp because you actually
right,
got to
right.
see football. And it was hitting. They were actually tackling.
Are you going to the game Saturday? Are you going Saturday?
Yes,
supposed to be nice Saturday.
Saturday's
supposed to be nice.
Yeah, finally the sun's going to come back.
Yeah.
So, it should be good. But I'll tell you, Joe, you know, once again, it's training camp. But what I make out of it the last 2 weeks, the bottom line is they stay healthy. This is a good team, and I expect the big things. And the bottom bar is to win a division.
Yep.
I want to see how much further they could go after they win the division.
Yep. No, and the number one thing is the quarterback's got to stay healthy. I mean, if he doesn't stay healthy, all bets are off. He's got to stay healthy.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course. But they have a lot of good stuff. And I'll tell you, everybody's worried about Rodgers and Garrett Wilson and you know, when Williams comes back and Lazard and all this stuff. Let me tell you, so you know what's going to be the heart of this offense? The running game.
Yeah, I agree.
This kid, Allen.
Yeah, I know.
And Breece. Let me tell you, this is a big-time statement. I think I might have told you this off the air.
You did.
This is the best combo. We've talked about it. Snell Boozer, Martin Jordan, they have the potential that they may be better than both of those other two.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Thomas Jones and Sean Green? They were pretty good, too.
That's also another good combination.
Yep. Yep.
But this is a loaded team. It's the bottom line. It's health and coaching.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that could stop this team.
But I'm with you. I want this to be a run first offense. I want the passing game to play off the running game with this team, just like we did with Rex. Except we got a lot better quarterback now. You know,
and they should, because you know what? Even though Rodgers is hopefully healthy, you don't want a 41-year-old quarterback throwing 35
no.
passes a game.
No, if he's got to throw 35 to 50 passes a game, we ain't winning. I can tell you right now.
Well,
you
not
do
only
not
that,
want
don't
that.
Get hurt.
Right. You don't want to expose them either.
Point,
right.
No, you don't. This is a run-heavy team, short passing game,
yep.
and they'll take their shots downfield when they have to. But like I said, they stay healthy. Minimum division title.
Minimum division title. Minimum 11-6. I'm going to say at the bottom, 11-6. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that's legit. I think 13's pushing it. I think 12 would be a little, they get lucky. I think 11 is a pretty safe number.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's coming soon. It's coming soon.
Yep, before you know. But don't rush your summer away. You don't want to rush.
Nah, rush. Come on, you know me. Where's the sun? You know me. I'm all about hot eye. You know that. Give me the hot weather. 888-808-1019. Chris in Seacliff, New York is on the fan. Chris, how are you?
Joe B, how you doing?
I'm good, Chris. What's shaking, man?
So just going back to some previous calls, you're talking about the number one one-hit wonder. It's got to be Norman Greenbaum.
You think so? Spirit in the Sky?
That guy made so much money off that one song.
Yeah, that is a big one. Spirit in the Sky is a big one. There's no doubt about it. You're right. Yep.
All right, and also Kurt Cobain died at 27 as well. I know that.
Right, Kurt Cobain from Nirvana.
Yeah, and then Amy Winehouse also. Yep. 27 seems to be the cutoff age for superstars.
Yeah, that's true.
Question for you. So, if history proves me right, the game of basketball came up because football, you couldn't play football in the snow, and you can't play baseball in the snow. So they made basketball an indoor sport, right?
Okay.
So to do something during the winter. Why is basketball considered a summer sport when it's really a winter sport? I mean, if you look at the schedule, it's the same time as hockey. And I kind of get it because you can play it outside. But it was developed as a winter sport.
Right.
To do something when you can't be on the field.
Basketball, you could basically play. I mean, look, really, they play it all year round because you got to figure the WNBA it plays in the summer, right? So they're really playing it all year round, basketball. It's an all year round sport.
It was developed as a winter sport. So I'm just throwing a comment in. It's kind of funny that it's in the Summer Olympics. It really should be in the Winter Olympics.
You gotta have hockey in the Winter Olympics. No.
Yeah. But hockey and basketball have the same schedule, basically.
They do. Yeah. I will say this though, that with the eternity of the seasons, they do wind up finishing up in the summer, right or wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. They do that.
They made hockey a summer sport.
Right.
Well, they have field hockey now.
Right. Well, by the time you get to the late rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs, you're in the summer already. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
The seasons are too long, by the way.
Thanks for taking a call.
You got it, bro.
Appreciate it.
The seasons are too long. Baseball season is too long. Basketball season is too long. And hockey season is too long. I'm sorry. Really, all of them. And they're gonna make the football season too long too, because it's gonna be 18 games in a short period of time. You know, there's no doubt about it. But look, it's never gonna get less. There's too much money involved. 888-808-1019. Sevi in Norwalk, Connecticut. Sevi, how are you?
Joe, how are you? I love you, Joe.
Thank you,
I've been listening to you for 1,000 years.
1,000.
I never picked up the 1,000. At least 1,000. But I never picked up the phone to call you, but I had to call you today.
Okay.
This business of who gets in the Hall of Fame, we agree on a lot, even though we don't have all the same teams. We agree on a lot.
Right.
We're close in age, but we don't agree on this one.
Okay.
And I'm surprised. And honestly, I'm surprised at you, because you've been around long enough to be a purist. Do you think Sammy Sosa should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Of course.
Based on him blowing up, going from a nothing ball player to a guy that's 50 home runs a year.
But you know what? But I mean, you know, look at the numbers. I understand what you're saying. No. But I'm a purist to a point. I mean, let me tell you, I think I'm the only guy I know that loves the Ghost Runner. I love it. I love the pitch clock. I love the Ghost Runner. I really do. Because I don't need to see 18 inning baseball games in July. I'm sorry.
You had a caller earlier that made a ridiculous comment that a bunch of guys are taking steroids in the minor leagues and they never made it to the pros.
Well, I believe that.
Nobody's saying.
No, but I believe that. You don't believe that? I do.
No, I believe that. But nobody's saying that steroids makes you a ball player.
Right. That's
right. Steroids makes your double turn into a home run.
Right.
That's what
it
is.
Okay.
And it ruined our game. Baseball's our game. It ruined it.
But right? Well, because you say it ruined it, but here's the problem I have with that. Baseball looked the other way when this was going down. With McGuire and Sosa, and then they threw them all under the bus, and then they threw all these guys under the bus.
So now, because baseball looked the other way for the sake of money, no different than what they're doing with gambling today, they look the other way for money, right?
No question.
Because they did that, we should let this game be ruined. Listen to this now for a second, okay?
All right, I don't see how it's ruined, but go ahead.
I'll show you how it's doing. Tour de France, they'd find out after the fact guys were using steroids, took all their championships away.
Neil Armstrong.
The Olympics found out after the fact people were using steroids, they took all their medals away. We find this out. They may have known it on the sneak before. And now the only thing baseball had was the records, okay? We don't got speed. We don't got contact. We don't got that fast pace. Hell, we got a pitch clock now on bigger bases to make it faster. We're doing everything to make it fast. We don't have that, right? But mm-hmm. we had those records that everybody knew. Now the records are shot. Now, how about taking those records away?
But you why? But why? You away. Say the records are shot, but why are they shot? So how about somebody eclipse Barry Bonds' 73 home runs? How about they do that? Can you do that?
If they do it clean, records. It's good. Good by me.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Guys, let me tell you right now, and maybe it's not steroids, but guys were cheating forever. Let's not forget this. If this gets... This gets swept under the rug. These guys, you talk to all these old-time ball players. They were all doing speed, like, all the time. Like,
now what you're saying. Now you're saying everybody cheats on the taxes, so we're all going to go to jail. No, you got caught.
Okay.
They got caught cheating.
Okay.
And they got to take those records away now.
No, I disagree.
If you take those records away.
This is not the NCAA where we take championships away. Do you know what I mean?
Why not?
Oh, come on.
Why not?
Come on.
Why not?
Especially now? Especially college sports now with all the NIL money? You're gonna give me this nonsense about taking championships away? Come on.
College is a farce. But today they suspended Harbaugh for the next 20 years. College don't know what the hell they're doing. You can't even use college as an example.
You can't. Okay.
You can't even go there. Okay? But I'll tell you what. If they took these records away, and I had a vote for Hall of Fame, I would vote Barry Bonds in.
Okay.
Because prior to cheating,
okay.
he was a Hall of Famer.
How about
player.
Roger Clemens? I hate Roger Clemens. Is he a Hall of Famer or not?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Prior to steroids. But I would not vote Sosa in.
Is Manny Ramirez a Hall of Famer? Is A-Rod a Hall of Famer? You don't think they are?
I think they are.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, I don't want to give them their flowers now because they broke the record. If you take the records away, yes, I vote those guys in. I don't vote Sosa in because Sosa was no Hall of Famer prior to cheating. It's
okay.
A big difference.
Okay. All right. Say whatever you want about Sosa. He still had to hit those home runs. I mean, let's be honest about it. You still got to hit the ball.
But for years, he was hitting the ball and it wasn't going over the fence.
Okay.
He was getting singles and doubles. All of a sudden, he's hitting 60 homers a year.
But there was guys like Brady Anderson that never hit more than 13 homers, and then he hit 50 home runs in a year. You know, and
there
he did it one time.
Another guy. That's cheating.
Well,
that's cheating.
But he did it one time. And there's a lot of
it.
Will you admit this? That there's guys in the Hall of Fame now that did steroids. Would you admit that? You think that?
Yeah, because Ortiz is in.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell he got
but
in.
But they like him. You know why they did?
Because they like him.
They like him. It's all, and that goes back to the Hall of Fame. It's a popularity contest. Why? Albert Bell never did steroids, okay? Nobody ever told me Albert Bell was any part of the Mitchell Report or anything. He's one of the great right-hand hitters of the generation, right? Okay, guy hit, I don't know how many, I think he had 10 straight years of 100 RBIs, something like that, right? The guy had a year in 1995 when the Indians won the pennant, won 100 games in 144 game season, where he hit 50 doubles and 50 home runs in a year. I mean, nobody else ever did that. And they didn't give him the MVP that year, and the Indians won the pennant, and they gave it to Mo Vaughn. So, yeah, Albert Bell's not a Hall of Famer. He's not in because they don't like him. The writers don't like him. That's the bottom line. They like that. They look the other way with Big Poppy, okay? And Big Poppy to me is a Hall of Famer. But they look the other way with Big Poppy because they like Big Poppy. They don't like A-Rod. They don't like Manny Ramirez. They don't like Barry Bonds. Let's tell it like it is. That's it. If they like these guys, you know, if Barry Bonds was a likable guy, and I never liked Barry Bonds, I love him now. I mean, I got to tell you. I have completely changed with these guys because when I see people getting hosed, okay, and to me, these guys are getting hosed because baseball knew about it, you know, Selig knew about it, the owners all knew about it, and they were making money. And they let it go because they were making money. Baseball was back after the lockout in 94 and all of that. And then once it got out of hand and once, you know, the cat came out of the bag, if you will, with McGuire and all that, What did they do? They turned around and they stuck it to all of these guys. They pulled the rug out from under them. So you could say whatever you want, okay? All these guys belong in the freaking Hall of Fame. And when you don't have a guy like Albert, not just Albert Bell, I could go on and on with guys that are in, forget steroids, that should be in the Hall of Fame that are not. David Cone, Keith Hernandez, Don Mattingly, just to start, Thurman Munson. How about Ron Guidry? Roger Maris should be in the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of guys that aren't in that should be. But, you know, for whatever reason, they're not in. And But as far as the steroid guys are concerned, again, it was okay when, you know, they were making money off these guys and they were using them to get baseball back where they needed it to be. And then once they did, they pulled the rug right out from under. 888-808-1019, Beningo, filling in for the midday guys. We're coming back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hitting at 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Beningo filling in for BT and Sal in the midday. A little Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater. John Fogerty. 888-808-1019. I'm here for another half hour. It's going really flying by. I'll be here again tomorrow filling in for the guys from 10 to 2. Then Saturday, no show Saturday. I'll be playing golf Saturday and back to the golf course next week. So, but I will be at the Fanatics, which I'm really looking forward to a week from this Saturday. All right, 888-808-1019. John in Yorktown is on the Fan. John.
Hey, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Joe. I'm a first-time all-time caller. What's that?
I said thank you.
Oh, yeah. We guys were talking about Mount Rushmore before. I'm going to elevate you even a little higher. I think that Richard Neer, Steve Somers, and Joe Beningo are the Trinity.
If there's going to be a Mount Rushmore from WFAN, three guys that absolutely have to be there are Don Imus, Mike Francesa, and Chris Russo. Now, if you can make a case for the next guy, I don't know who that other guy would be, but those three guys absolutely have to be there. Have to.
Oh, you guys are just the most down-to-earth guys, though, like so relatable, you know?
Well, I mean, look, I don't know how I get along with Mike these days, but then, you know, I don't know how Mike gets along with anybody, but anyway, these days, but nevertheless, those are the guys. I mean, come on. I mean, Mike Francesa and Chris Russo, let's be honest about it. They put sports talk radio on the map. They are the pioneers of this. No matter what you think about them, they are the pioneers. Mike and Chris were appointment listen to radio back in the old days.
It used to be funny when Mike first broke in, though. He broke in doing like updates for Imus, and Imus used to bust his chops.
Yeah, well, Imus busted everybody's chops, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, anyway, to me, those are the guys. I mean, whoever you want to put as the next guy, I mean, I don't know who that guy is. I wouldn't put me there, but I don't know who that guy is. But
those are the
guys. Those are the big three when you think about WFAN. Imus, Mike, and Chris. That's it.
And you belong there too, Joe. We got to get you in there, Joe. Anyway, Joe, the reason I called is I was kind of comparing, like, the 2019 Mets with this current team. In 2019, like early July, the Mets were still like 10 games under 500.
You're right.
Yeah, then they got it going. Pete, McNeil, Conforto, Davis started hitting. They had DeGrom, Syndergaard. They picked up Stroman at the deadline. But that was the year of the Diaz debacle. I don't know how many saves he blew that year. But
Diaz wasn't good.
Yeah, if he had saved half of them, I think we would have been there instead of Washington.
Well, remember Washington started that year 19-31 and then went on and won the World Series. The year that's even more so was 2 years ago when they won 101 games and then collapsed at the end of the year, you know? I mean, that to me is the one that sticks out more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's funny. I got a guy I work with, and we're Mets, both Mets fans. And every time, like, he goes, that should have been us, you know? But, the current team right now, the way they're constructed, you know, it takes a lot of energy to get back to 500. But now, like, you know, they got back to 500 in early July, and now they're kind of in, like, pedestrian, like, the last month or so. They got to get the bats going again. Like,
they haven't hit great. Since the All-Star break, I'll say this, yeah. John, they have not hit great, yeah. But their record is still 11-8 since the All-Star break. They're 11-8.
Yeah, I'm not complaining, but they got to go on another run.
Yeah,
you know, okay. They need another big run before this year's over. You know, and like I said, the pitching has been.
Pitching's been pretty good. Pitching hasn't been bad. Yeah. I agree.
He came back strong. You know, so
Manaea has been terrific.
I'm a lifelong Mets fan. I'm from the Bronx originally, but I lived in Queens. I remember 1969 in Queens. It was like living in heaven. Like everybody had a radio tuned to the Mets game. I was 10 years old at the time. You know.
Yeah. No, that was 1969. Actually, 68. From January 12th, 1969, to I believe it was May 15th, 1970, I got to see every team I root for except the Rangers win a championship in a 15-month span. You know, the Jets win in January, the Mets win in October, the Knicks win the following May. I had a chance to see that, and at the time, you know, I'm a 15, 16-year-old kid. I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. And the Jets have not even been back to a Super Bowl since then. The Knicks have won one championship then. Since then, it was 3 years later. The Mets have won one championship since then. And that was 17 years later, you know. And that's it. I mean, that's it. So, you know, we got, as a young guy, I got fooled pretty good because I got to tell you, I thought it was going to be, oh my God, these teams, this is going to be great forever. And it hasn't quite worked out that way. So, you know, what can I tell you? 888-808-1019. Peter in Manhattan is on the fan. Peter.
Hi there, Joe. Long time. I've been following you from the day you rehearsed for the show. That was a great show. I think that was 1990. But anyway, Joe,
95.
Before I get to my points three.
94.
Was
man.
It 95? All right.
94.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Go ahead.
Was it 94?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great, you know. Just quickly, one of his brother Louie. And they get 25-25 in the Eve of Destruction.
Eve of Destruction. Eve of Destruction. Barry Maguire, Zager and Evans is in the year 25-25, which I do not like that song. Yeah. And the other one gave me was who? Louie by
Brother Louie.
Stories. Yeah. Stories? Brother Louie by Stories, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, Joe, just for one correction. I was Joe Jackson. I read his biography. So basically what happened with him, it was illiterate. The prosecutors made him sign a paper that he took money, which he didn't take.
Right, okay.
And that's how they got him. So he had roughly...
So he got hosed. Joe Jackson got screwed, let's be honest.
Yeah, but Joe, here's the thing. Who was the commissioner there? Landis. So Landis gets in the Hall of Fame. This guy was the biggest racist.
He was the biggest racist right. Yep.
Exactly. Now, in terms of the steroids...
Well, it's
Joe,
the same
it's
thing,
really
it's the same thing with Seelig. Seelig got it... Not that he's a racist, but Seelig got into the Hall of Fame... And he was the guy over the steroid era, and they knew what was happening. Let's be honest. They knew.
Right, and Steinbrenner's not in. But, Joe, here's the funny thing about it. Let's take a look at the Hall of Fame. How many players are in there that cheated? I mean, why did Ford admit it to cutting the ball?
Right. He used to wedding ring and cut the ball up. Right. Yeah, now you're right.
Exactly. Yep. Gale Perry admitted throwing the spitball.
I mean, yep.
Then you have guys... That went to jail. The Orlando Cepeda just passed away. He was in jail twice for drug trafficking. Say with Fergie Jenkins. I mean, Marisol is hitting Roseboro over the head
with the bat.
How these guys in? And then you get a guy like Mattingly. Show me a guy that hit .307 that's out in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is a complete joke. And then you said before you said Vizquel. How's Vizquel not in, Joe?
No. Vizquel might be the next greatest defensive shortstop next to Ozzie Smith. So,
And he got Yeah.
And he's not in. Now, look, there's a lot of guys. Look, Mattingly, I've said this over and over. Mattingly should be in. Mattingly and Keith Hernandez, who were contemporaries playing first base in New York in the 80s, should both be in the Hall of Fame. Now, Mattingly was probably the best player in baseball for 5 years. Easily. Easily. Better hitter than Keith. More power. Keith didn't hit for power like Mattingly did. But they were both great hitters. Keith was probably better defensively, but they were both great defensive first basemen. There should be a time when both of these guys, they should go in the Hall of Fame together. Keith Hernandez and Don Mattingly. And it's a joke that they're not in. And we could go, like I said, Roger Maris to me needs to be in. And I don't want to hear that his numbers in his career weren't that great. He breaks this hollowed record where everybody was against him. That's the other thing, too. Roger Maris hits the 61 home runs in 1961, and they did everything in their power to try to prevent that record from happening, even to the point where, you know, well, Babe Ruth did it in 154 games. Maris is playing in 162. If he doesn't do it within 154, we're putting an asterisk to it, which is a disgrace. And how long did that record stand? That record stood for a long, long time until McGuire in 1998. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Back-to-back MVPs. He played on 7 pennant-winning teams, Roger Maris. 3 world championships, right? 2 with the Yankees, 1 with the Cardinals. He was one of the great defensive right fielders of all time. All right? Maris and Mantle was one of the great 1-2 punches ever. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the M&M boys. How's this guy not in the Hall of Fame? It's a joke. Thurman Munson should be in the Hall of Fame. Why? Because he didn't play long enough. Right? He was better than Carlton Fisk. He wasn't as good as Bench, but he was better than Carlton Fisk. And Carlton Fisk is in, and Carlton Fisk got into the Hall of Fame because he played forever. Right? He went, you know, after the Red Sox, he went to the White Sox, he played forever. You know, so there's a lot of guys. David Cohn. Mike Mussina's in the Hall of Fame. David Cohn's not. You tell me, who would you in a big game, right? In a big game. Who would you rather have pitch in a game with your life on the line? Mike Mussina or David Cohn? So we could go on and on. It's a joke. It makes me crazy. You know, there's a lot of issues with the Hall of Fame. 888-808-1019. Beningo in the midday filling in for BT and Sal. Coming back, we'll be here till 2 o'clock.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
At 1:45, the Cars, huh? A little Rick Ocasek, Benjamin Orr. I think they're both passed, actually. I think they're both gone, right? I like the nightlife. Pulling them out, though. 888-808-1019. Beningo, filling in for BT and Sal. I'll be here again tomorrow. We have Tommy Lugauer and Chris McMonagle coming up. They're filling in for Tiki and Evan. But we got a few more minutes. Chris in Monmouth County is on the Fan. Hi, Chris.
Joe, what's up, Joe? We talked a lot, you know this, about the Knicks and everything else. Joe, let me paint a picture for you, okay?
Paint.
And by the way, great talking to you. Happy Thursday. It's my daughter's birthday today.
Happy birthday to your daughter. Good day. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. My oldest daughter, I got a young one. Anyway.
God bless.
Joe. I'm 47 years old, okay? Here we go. Yep. Let me paint the picture for you, okay?
Paint.
So, Jim Leland was the latest worthy Hall of Fame recipient. And if you look at the Hall of Fame speeches, you got Todd Helton, you got Joe Mauer, great player, great catcher, Mets Yankees would love to have that guy, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, if I'm not mistaken, the Yankees played the Blue Jays. I went to the game last Saturday, okay?
Yep.
And the Friday night game, I'm listening to the game, and then I'm watching highlights. There's Don Mattingly is a bench coach for the Toronto Blue Jays.
I didn't know that.
And if you didn't know better, you would they glared to him. They made a couple comments about him. You would think you were looking at an average guy who's a bench coach for the Toronto Blue Jays when this guy was on every poster in every room across America. I don't care that he's for 5 years. He's a Hall of Famer.
Of course.
Keith Hernandez is a Hall of Famer.
Of course.
I mean, Roger Maris, the Yankees season 2 years ago was all about Judge breaking Roger Maris's record.
Yep.
Baseball is the greatest sport alive. I'm a fan of every sport.
Okay.
It's a catastrophe. And then Joe, they wanted these guys to hit home runs in the 1990s.
Of course.
They perpetuated it. It is a travesty. Don Mattingly. I'm not even a Yankee fan, Joe.
No,
Don
me either.
Mattingly is a Hall of Famer. Keith Hernandez is a
no
Hall
question.
Of Famer. This isn't the Hall of Character, okay? Yeah, do you want to cheat on your taxes? Do you want somebody to cheat on you? No. But enough already. They were complicit, and it matters. Get them in. And you know what? One day I hope they're in. And Joe, you're right up there on the Mount Rushmore with the schmooze. I'm telling you. Joe, have a great day.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Look, I mean, you heard what I said. You know, I've been saying this. I've been screaming about Mattingly and Hernandez for a long time. And I've been screaming about Roger Maris for a long time. It's a disgrace that he's not in. You know, why? Because he only hit 261 lifetime. Why? Because, you know, he only hit, I don't think he hit 300 home runs in his career. I don't think he did. But, I mean, you're talking about one of the tremendous right fielders with the most famous combination that I can, you know, when I think of like a killer combination of far hitters, Mickey and Roger, the M&M boys, they're up there with anybody. They're up there with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. They're up there with Big Poppy and Manny Ramirez. They're up there with whatever combination, you know, that you want. They're up there judging Soto in the modern times and this time. They're with anybody that you want to give me. Anybody. And Roger Maris was a tremendous baseball player. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And like I said, they were against him. They didn't want this guy to break the record. You know, you got to see, if you haven't seen the movie 61, which Billy Crystal, who did a great job with that, I believe he was produced it and all. I watched it again recently. And it is, you know, and you don't have to be a Yankee fan, you know, to watch this or even a baseball fan. But watch it, because you'll see, if you haven't seen it, you know, I know it's, you know, 60-whatever years ago. Roger Maris, they did everything they could to disparage what he was doing. Everybody wanted to see Mickey break the record, not Roger. The guy, the pressure was unbelievable. The writers were against him. The commissioner was against him. We could go down the line. Babe Ruth's widow was against him. We can go on and on and on. He was losing hair. The pressure was unbelievable on this guy, but he still got it done. You know, had to do it in 154 games, the absurd asterisk and all of that, but he still did it. Roger Maris, absolutely a disgrace that he's not in the Hall of Fame. An absolute disgrace. And it's a disgrace Don Mattingly's not in, and it's a disgrace Keith Hernandez not in, and it's a disgrace to me that Thurman Munson is not in. All of these guys. Thurman Munson was tremendous. What a clutch hitter he was, Thurman Munson. Clutch, unbelievable. Go back to the 1976 World Series where they got swept by the Big Red Machine, the Yankees. You know, before they got Reggie, who put him over the top. Munson hit about 600 in that World Series. He was unbelievable. Yeah, you know, I mean, the Yankees got smoked, but they couldn't get Munson out. One of the greats of all time. The Hall of Fame needs a lot of work. A lot of. You're telling me Joe Mauer was better than Thurman Munson? Really? You're trying to sell that to me? You're going to tell me Todd Helton was better than Don Mattingly or Keith Hernandez? You're going to try to sell that to me? Give me a break. 888-808-1019. Anthony in Long Island is on the Fan. Anthony, how are you?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing? First of all, I just want to say it is such a breath of fresh air to hear you back on the Fan every day all week. Boy, we have missed you. We have missed you a lot, Joe.
Thank you.
It's great to hear your voice, brother.
I appreciate it.
But let me just dive into this because, it's just sitting in the car driving home from work, and it's just very hard to hear. You know, a lot of guys calling in about this steroid era, and, Joe, you are 100%. And I have a little bit more background to back this up. I'm not going to get into that. But so let me just educate all the listeners about steroids and PED use, especially for baseball, or specifically for baseball.
Right.
First of all, they have been using enhancers in baseball since the early 1900s with American animal private parts. They would call them elixirs. They were banned substances. They weren't supposed to use them. They did. Then it went into the 50s and the 60s, and the pitchers started using muscle enhancers to strengthened their arms and their muscles. And then it went into the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And this is where this word steroid became, you know, started becoming a loose, you know, people just started to hear about it. And they were using it specifically for injuries, okay? If you guys honestly think that these professional athletes are coming back from things that would take us out for a year, for 8 months, and they're coming back in 3 weeks, they're using steroids. They've been using steroids for injuries and muscle growth, and that is what it is. And I will go even a step further. In the minor leagues, every organization, from the time you step into the minor leagues, has guys that come to you and offer you whatever they call it. They don't. They will never use the word steroid or performance enhancer, but they will say this is going to help you. And they will ask you, and you make that decision on your own. Some of the guys speak English. Some of the guys don't speak English. They don't know what they're taking. It is what it is, okay? But you cannot sit here and say Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens don't belong in the Hall of Fame because they, quote-unquote, cheated. It's a joke. Everybody in that league from day one has taken some sort of enhancer since the game was started.
Don't forget the amphetamines that these guys were doing like almost every day. You know, they used to have them like they were like gum, like you just grab them and, you know, take them before games, right?
It's honestly a shame that people don't know this. And I understand not everybody is going to play at the level that, you know, I got up to, and plenty of guys, and they don't understand. But let me just say this again, okay? In the minor leagues, it is about advantage. It's not team games, it's me games. The guys from the Dominican Republic and all over the country, all over the world, they're coming in and they do things, and not just them, I mean, you know, guys from this country as well, okay? They'll poison your food just to get a start, okay? This is things that have been happening in the game forever. So to sit here and pick and choose who we want to shun is ridiculous. One of the greatest player to ever play this game, okay, Barry Bonds. He's not in the Hall of Fame. Leave it at that. What they did to Alex Rodriguez before he got the 700 home runs is an absolute disgrace. And you know what? You might not like the guy. You might not like his personality, but you can't deny that was one of the greatest baseball players to ever play the game. And the fact that those two guys, including Roger Clemens, are not in the Hall of Fame and probably won't get in until they die is a disgrace.
Yep.
So I just needed to call in and tell you guys about that.
Anthony, I appreciate it. You know my feeling. You know, 100%. These guys are, you know, all of those guys, Barry Bonds, obviously A-Rod, Manny Ramirez, Roger Clemens, and I'm sorry, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa too. All these guys should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. And we could go on and on with this, but that's it. And, you know, like I said, I mean, guys were doing popping pills. They were popping speed. That stuff was going on forever. They were doing it like it was candy. And nobody said a word about it. Nobody said a word about it. But the biggest thing that bothers me the most is that baseball knew what was going on. They knew it. They had no doubt that they knew. And they made a ton of money. Baseball came back. The McGwire-Sosa home run chase for Maris was off the charts, man. They were, forget it. It was the talk of the sports world in 1998. And then after they, you know, after baseball reaped the benefits of that, they threw everybody under the bus. Everybody. And somehow, some way, the guy who was the commissioner of baseball while all this was going on and had to know everything that was going on, he's in the Hall of Fame. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. I want to thank all the callers. Great job as always. Could not do without you. Want to thank Pete Hoffman, the great Dolph Kramer. It's always a pleasure working with Dolph. Dolph, it's good to see you back and, you know, getting better. No doubt about it. Coming up, you got Tommy Lugauer. You got Chris McMonagle. They're filling in for Evan and Tiki. I will be back tomorrow again as I finish out the week. It's like working again for a week, but it's only a week, so we can live with it. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Everybody, have a stellar rest of your day. All the love. And, of course, God bless America. God knows we need it.
Quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
At 145, the Cars, huh? A little Rick Ocasek, Benjamin Orr. I think they're both passed, actually. I think they're both gone, right? I like the nightlife. Pulling them out, though. Pulling them out. 888-808-1019. Beningo, filling in for BT and Sal. I'll be here again tomorrow. We have Tommy Lugauer and Chris McMonagle coming up. They're filling in for Tiki and Evan. But we got a few more minutes. Chris in Monmouth County is on the fan. Hi, Chris.
Joe, what's up, Joe? We talked a lot, you know this, about the Knicks and everything else. Joe, let me paint a picture for you, okay?
Paint.
And by the way, great talking to you. Happy Thursday. It's my daughter's birthday today.
Happy birthday to your daughter. Good day. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. My oldest daughter, I got a young one. Anyway.
God bless.
Joe, I'm 47 years old, okay? Here we go. Yep. Let me paint a picture for you, okay?
Paint.
So, Jim Leland was the latest worthy Hall of Fame recipient. And if you look at the Hall of Fame speeches, you got Todd Helton. You got Joe Mauer, great player, great catcher. Mets or Yankees would love to have that guy, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, if I'm not mistaken, the Yankees played the Blue Jays. I went to the game last Saturday, okay?
Yep.
And the Friday night game, I'm listening to the game, and then I'm watching highlights. There's Don Mattingly, is a bench coach for the Toronto Blue Jays.
I didn't know that.
And if you didn't know better, you would they glared to him. They made a couple comments about him. You would think you were looking at an average guy who's a bench coach for the Toronto Blue Jays when this guy was on every poster in every room across America. I don't care that he's for 5 years. He's a Hall of Famer.
Of course.
Keith Hernandez is a Hall of Famer.
Of course.
I mean, Roger Maris, the Yankees season 2 years ago was all about Judge breaking Roger Maris' record.
Yep.
Baseball is the greatest sport alive. I'm a fan of every sport.
Okay. Okay.
It's a catastrophe. And then Joe, they wanted these guys to hit home runs in the 1990s.
Of course.
They perpetuated it. It is a travesty. Don Mattingly. I'm not even a Yankee fan, Joe.
No,
Don
me either.
Mattingly is a Hall of Famer. Keith Hernandez is a Hall
no
of
question.
Famer. This isn't the Hall of Character, okay? Yeah, do you want to cheat on your taxes? Do you want somebody to cheat on you? No. But enough already. They were complicit, and it matters. Get them in. And you know what? One day I hope they're in. And Joe, you're right up there on the Mount Rushmore with the schmooze. I'm telling you. Joe, have a great day.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Look, I mean, you heard what I said. You know, I've been saying this. I've been screaming about Mattingly and Hernandez for a long time. And I've been screaming about Roger Maris for a long time. It's a disgrace that he's not in. You know, why? Because he only hit 261 lifetime? Why? Because, you know, he only hit, I don't think he hit 300 home runs in his career. I don't think he did. But, I mean, you're talking about one of the tremendous right fielders with the most famous combination that I can, you know, when I think of like a killer combination of forward hitters, Mickey and Roger, the M&M boys, they're up there with anybody. They're up there with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. They're up there with Big Poppy and Manny Ramirez. They're up there with whatever combination, you know, that you want. They're up there judging Soto in the modern times and this time. They're with anybody that you want to give me. Anybody. And Roger Maris was a tremendous baseball player. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And like I said, they were against him. They didn't want this guy to break the record. You know, you got to see, if you haven't seen the movie 61, which Billy Crystal, who did a great job with that, I believe he was produced it and all. I watched it again recently. And it is, you know, and you don't have to be a Yankee fan, you know, to watch this, or even a baseball fan. But watch it. Because you'll see, if you haven't seen it, you know, I know it's, you know, 60-whatever years ago. Roger Maris, they did everything they could to disparage what he was doing. Everybody wanted to see Mickey break the record, not Roger. The guy, the pressure was unbelievable. The writers were against him. The commissioner was against him. We could go down the line. Babe Ruth's widow was against him. We can go on and on and on. He was losing hair. The pressure was unbelievable on this guy, but he still got it done. You know, had to do it in 154 games, the absurd asterisk and all of that, but he still did it. Roger Maris, absolutely a disgrace that he's not in the Hall of Fame. An absolute disgrace. And it's a disgrace Don Mattingly's not in, and it's a disgrace Keith Hernandez not in, and it's a disgrace to me that Thurman Munson is not in. All of these guys. Thurman Munson was tremendous. What a clutch hitter he was, Thurman Munson. Clutch, unbelievable. Go back to the 1976 World Series where they got swept by the big red machine, the Yankees. You know, before they got Reggie, who put them over the top. Munson hit about 600 in that World Series. He was unbelievable. You know, I mean, the Yankees got smoked, but they couldn't get Munson out. One of the greats of all time. The Hall of Fame needs a lot of work. A lot of. You're telling me Joe Mauer was better than Thurman Munson? Really? You're trying to sell that to me? You're going to tell me Todd Helton was better than Don Mattingly or Keith Hernandez? You're going to try to sell that to me? Give me a break. 888-808-1019. Anthony in Long Island is on the Fan. Anthony, how are you?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing? First of all, I just want to say it is such a breath of fresh air to hear you back on the Fan every day all week. Boy, we have missed you. We have missed you a lot, Joe.
Thank you.
It's great to hear your voice, brother.
I appreciate it.
But let me just dive into this because it's just sitting in the car driving home from work, and it's just very hard to hear. You know, a lot of guys calling in about this steroid era, and Joe, you are 100%. And I have a little bit more background to back this up. I'm not going to get into that, but so let me just educate all the listeners about steroids and PED use, especially for baseball, specifically for baseball.
Right, right.
First of all, they have been using enhancers in baseball since the early 1900s with American animal private parts. They would call them elixirs. They were banned substances. They weren't supposed to use them. They did. Then it went into the 50s and the 60s, and the pitchers started using muscle enhancers to strengthen their arms and their muscles. And then it went into the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And this is where this word steroid became, you know, started becoming a loose, you know, people just started to hear about it. And they were using it specifically for injuries, okay? If you guys honestly think that these professional athletes are coming back from things that would take us out for a year, for 8 months, and they're coming back in 3 weeks, they're using steroids. They've been using steroids for injuries and muscle growth, and that is what it is. And I will go even a step further. In the minor leagues, every organization from the time you step into the minor leagues has guys that come to you and offer you whatever they call it. They will never use the word steroid or performance enhancer, but they will say this is going to help you. And they will ask you, and you make that decision on your own. Some of the guys speak English. Some of the guys don't speak English. They don't know what they're taking. It is what it is, okay? But you cannot sit here and say Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens don't belong in the Hall of Fame because they, quote-unquote, cheated. It's a joke. Everybody in that league from day one has taken some sort of enhancer since the game was started.
Don't forget the amphetamines that these guys were doing like almost every day. You know, I mean, right? I mean, they used to have them like they were like gum, like you just grab them and, you know, take them before games, right?
It's honestly a shame. It's honestly a shame that people don't know this. And I understand not everybody is going to play at the level that, you know, I got up to, and plenty of guys, and they don't understand. But let me just say this again, okay? In the minor leagues, it is about advantage. It's not team games, it's me games. The guys from the Dominican Republic and all over the world, they're coming in and they do things, and not just them, I mean, you know, guys from this country as well, okay? They will they'll poison your food just to get a start, okay? This is things that have been happening in the game forever. So to sit here and pick and choose who we want to shun is ridiculous. One of the greatest player, the greatest player to ever play this game, okay? Barry Bonds. He's not in the Hall of Fame. Leave it at that. What they did to Alex Rodriguez before he got the 700 home runs is an absolute disgrace. And you know what? You might not like the guy. You might not like his personality, but you can't deny that was one of the greatest baseball players to ever play the game. And the fact that those two guys, including Roger Clemens, are not in the Hall of Fame and probably won't get in until they die is a disgrace.
Yep.
So I just needed to call in and tell you guys about that.
Anthony, I appreciate it. You know my feeling. You know, 100%. These guys are, you know, all of those guys, Barry Bonds, obviously A-Rod, Manny Ramirez, Roger Clemens, and I'm sorry, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa too. All these guys should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. And we could go on and on with this, but that's it. And, you know, like I said, I mean, guys were popping pills. They were popping speed. That stuff was going on forever. They were doing it like it was candy. And nobody said a word about it. Nobody said a word about it. But the biggest thing that bothers me the most is that baseball knew what was going on. They knew it. They had no doubt that they knew. And they made a ton of money. Baseball came back. The McGwire-Sosa home run chase for Maris was off the charts, man. They were, forget it. It was the talk of the sports world in 1998. And then after after baseball reaped the benefits of that, they threw everybody under the bus. Everybody. And somehow, some way, the guy who was the commissioner of baseball while all this was going on and had to know everything that was going on, he's in the Hall of Fame. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. I want to thank all the callers. Great job as always. Could not do without you. I want to thank Pete Hoffman, the great Dolph Kramer. It's always a pleasure working with Dolph. It's good to see you back and, you know, getting better. No doubt about it. Coming up, you got Tommy Lugauer. You got Chris McMonagle. They're filling in for Evan and Tiki. I will be back tomorrow again as I finish out the week. It's like working again for a week, but it's only a week, so we can live with it. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Everybody, have a stellar rest of your day. All the love. And, of course, God bless America. God knows we need it.